Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Welcome to the show, people. Welcome to the show.
Today is a special day.
Hi. I wanted to ask you something.
Are you chewing gum?
I'm chewing gum.
Chewing gum online, eh? I hope you brought enough for everybody.
Today is National Chewing Gum Day.
Did you bring enough for everyone?
That's 10 pieces of gum. Chew!
Happy National Chewing Gum Day.
Showtime!
Oh, no. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, along with our executive producer, Morty. It is Wednesday morning, 6:10, show number 1,973.
There we go.
And if you know anything, 73 ruled. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
73 ruled.
Yes, okay. All right.
That
there we go.
Year.
That was the best you guys could do.
That was it. That was all we could do back then. What do we do? We rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
73 rules.
What do we rule? I don't know.
I think every graduating year ruled
until they could
rhyme a word with it.
And then I don't know what happened. So
88 is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you had to do.
Yeah. All the eights got something cool.
Yeah.
You know?
73, we just ruled. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Thank God everybody survived last night.
Oh, man. You know what? Don't let Chris Wallace watch your kids. Jeez. Oh, man. You're going to hurt.
I'll just say this about that. I was forced to watch LA's Finest.
Okay.
Last night.
All right.
I couldn't take it anymore.
Listen.
And I just watched one of the god-awful shows that's on right now.
We'll talk later on about watch a little of the Aces game.
Many people know this, that they are on their way to the finals?
Yeah, they are.
A come-from-behind win last night. And I watched part of that. I texted you and said they're playing well.
Yeah.
And sure enough, they came from behind to win.
They sure did.
I believe the score was like 66-63 or something like that.
They pulled it out. Doesn't matter. Man,
so,
they won it.
As we talk about the Knights and the Raiders.
Yeah, I know. We have another team.
Very quietly.
Yeah.
The Las Vegas Aces of the WNBA are off to the finals. So.
We've had Asia in here a couple of times.
Yeah.
And I love when she's in here because I feel like a small child. But
you come up to about her kneecaps.
And Bill Laimbeer. Jeez.
Same thing.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You'll like him. He's okay now.
Now he's fine.
Now he's all right.
So congratulations to and good luck to the Las Vegas Aces.
Yes.
Sunshine hazy today again. 97 the high, 100 the high tomorrow. It's about 70 now. Let's do it. First Take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yeah, the debate. Somebody asked, well, who do you think won? Seriously? Who do I think won? The people who were in a coma. How about that? They were the winners. Good Lord. Listen, 9 members now of the Tennessee Titans tested positive for COVID. That's 3 players, at least 1 coach, 5 other employees. Now, they don't know if it has spread to the Minnesota Vikings, who they played on Sunday. Could impact both teams coming up this weekend and beyond. Hopefully it does not. But that's what's going on now. It's crazy, crazy, and crazier. Mike, filming on Chicago Med has been halted as well for 2 weeks because a crew member has tested positive.
Not one of my team.
Nobody tested positive
on my team.
Well, Chicago Med, so I don't know.
Oh, Chicago Med. That's Chicago PD.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Wrong Chicago.
Yeah, small favors, I'll tell you. Yeah, I can't watch that show. I can't. I feel like my throat hurts the whole time I'm watching PD.
Aside from New Amsterdam, best hospital ever.
Okay. All right.
With the best doctors. They care.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little more realistic.
Yeah, well, that it is. Oh, my gosh. And very sad news yesterday. Mac Davis passed away. You know, a few things about each of these. Mac Davis, of course, huge song, Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me. Just a huge song.
Oh, this is the ghetto.
Just keep it. He wrote this song. I did like his version better in the ghetto. He wrote that song. Hold on.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
Yeah, this one was his big hit.
This was huge.
But he wrote a lot of hits for other people.
He did. Little Less Conversation.
For Elvis.
For Elvis, and In the Ghetto, of course, for Elvis. Also an actor in the original North Dallas 40, great movie back in the day. Was also on King of the Hill. Sheriff Buford on King of the Hill. Also, ladies and guys, Helen Reddy.
Oh,
Helen
boy.
Reddy passed away as well. Both of them 78 years old, by the way.
I am woman, hear me roar. In numbers too big to ignore.
Had no idea what this really meant at the time. It was like,
turned out to be in an anthem.
Yes, it sure did.
It really did. I'm serious.
You're right, and it still is, by all accounts. This song, Delta Dawn, Angie Baby, which was...
That was a hot song.
That was a really hot song. Also made a huge hit out of from Jesus Christ Superstar, I Don't Know How to Love Him. She made that a huge hit. That Ain't No Way to Treat a Lady. Huge hits from Helen Reddy back in the 70s. Very, very sad. Like I say, both of them 78 years old. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union. Prioritizing people over profit.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Wake me up.
This train is off the tracks. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. You can use the same number to text if you'd like. 636, Mike and Carla waking you up. I'm working on a couple of other campaigns, too.
Yeah? I mean,
or campaign messages for you. So
okay.
When you
thank
run for president,
you.
That we'll be ready to rock.
Is it too late? I mean, Kanye got in late, so I think I can get in.
Better late than never.
Yes.
Please.
Yes, I know.
You're kind of like the dark horse now.
But you have till November 2nd at midnight to let me know you're running.
Do we know her? No. Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. That's
Doesn't
great.
Matter.
That's fine.
Okay.
It's even better.
Dinner and a movie. Here we go. Your chance to win with another round of The Answer is Always C. This is a $50 gift card to Market Grill Cafe Summerlin and the movie from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. We're going to get through news, weather, and traffic, and then look for caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. A round of The Answer is Always C. So good luck. Dial that up. We have Chris on the phone. Chris is ready to play a round of The Answer is Always C. 3 out of 3, Chris, and you're a big winner. Here we go. Question number 1.
Chris, it is chewing gum day today, so keep that in mind as you play. The answer is always C.
Question number 1.
This taste is going to move you. A, is it bourbon? B, is it vodka? Or is it C, juicy fruit?
Well, let's go with C, juicy fruit.
Yes, there you go.
Question number 2.
Chris, double your pleasure with A, double trouble, B, a double agent, or C, double mint gum.
Let's go with C, double mint gum.
Yeah, of course.
There you go. Good job.
And a third and final question.
Yes, last but not least, 4 out of 5 dentists recommend it. Is it A, pot roast? Is it B, lake trout? Or is it C, trident?
Let's go with C, trident.
There you go. Good job.
Never too early for Chris.
No.
Never too early.
You got the $50 gift card. Enjoy Market Grill Cafe Summerlin and the movie from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. So it's all from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I appreciate it, you guys. You have a good morning.
Hey, wake up! It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
702-739-9636. We always throw that number out there.
Yes.
Phone lines open, or you can text anything you want, 709. It is Wednesday morning. By the way, thanks to everybody who took part in the More Than Pink Walk, the virtual walk to benefit Susan G. Komen this past weekend. Now, Friday, it's Paint Nevada Pink Day.
Yes.
So wear pink everywhere you go and make sure to make that breast cancer screening appointment within the next 12 months. If you want to take the pledge and find out more information, tap the free KKLZ app on your smartphone or go to 96.3kklz.com.
Yep.
7:09 weather-wise, going to be nice for the next couple of days, all next week. You were saying off the air, it's like our spring right now.
It's beautiful right now. Just beautiful.
Sunshine, hazy, high today in the upper 90s, low 100s tomorrow, and upper 90s over the weekend, 73 right now. Let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Well, not a lot was open, of course, for a while when we were all in isolation. So half of people in a pretty big survey, they say they taught themselves how to make the more complicated coffee drinks at home. And about two-thirds of them say, you know what, I'm just going to keep doing it for a while. It's a lot of fun. Oh, I was one of those people many years ago till I found out you can burn yourself on the steam from the espresso machine. It was like, I'm just going to spend the $3. I can't do this.
There's an
anymore.
Art to it.
There is an art to it, and there's a patience, and but good. Good for everybody that is still doing that and will continue to do it until they are like me and say, this is no fun anymore.
I see those people at the grocery store.
Yes.
And they take the beans and they put it in the grinder and everything. And to me, and I don't even like coffee, but it just seems to me to be a lot of work.
Well, that's nothing. That's just grinding your coffee beans. There, you're talking now at the house when you got to load up the espresso maker.
Right.
Right. And then you got to put in the water and you got to let it. You got to pack it in there. Wow. And then you got to steam froth the milk. Mm-hmm. Right. You got to froth the milk and you pour that over the top. Now, if you want mocha, you want chocolate. Got to put that in there. You got to make sure it's at a right temperature if you're frothing your milk.
And it all goes in that little cup.
And it goes, if you just want your espresso,
And then you get the cream after and you
the little flour on the top.
Then we salute you people that do that because that just seems like a lot of time and effort.
I know.
And like I said, there's an art. There has to be an art to it.
That's why Starbucks, Coffee Bean, all these places, Pete's, they can all crank them out because they got all the machines there. They got the people going. Yeah. They know how to do it. I can't. I just need to keep working. men, this cracked me up. Men ranked all things pumpkin spice among the top three things that they look forward to in the fall. Okay. Hey, guys, pumpkin spice isn't a stripper, okay? I've never heard one guy say, oh, my God, I'm looking so forward to pumpkin spice. It's fall. Okay, Morty likes it, but I sure didn't see him marking his calendar.
I wait for Dunkin' Donuts to come out.
I got
to
try that donut. I got to try that. Somebody
he camps out.
Yes, I believe
I went and got one yesterday.
Oh, I got to try those. And a new survey asked people what counts as being in a relationship. When are you in a relationship? 84% said you're in a relationship if you've been dating more than a year. 70% say when you agree not to date other people. 60 when you've both said, I love you.
Oh.
And, of course, 17% said, when you have sex. Then you're in a relationship.
That
really
seals
did.
The deal,
that,
huh?
It seals a deal, all right. And that's often a telltale sign of whether you'll stay in the relationship or move on.
I got to move on now.
Yes, that's right.
You're nice and everything, and it was great.
But it wasn't that great.
It wasn't.
Hey, a few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's wrong?
Last hour, we were joking about you running for president after last night's debate.
Yes.
It's almost like, is there anybody else?
I know.
And maybe it might be Carla Rae. Now, for those people wondering, you do have some political experience.
I do. I ran, and I won. I can't remember what it was now in elementary school. It's like fourth or fifth grade. And I had signs all over that said, hey, Carla Rae.
Right.
And that kind of won it for me right off the bat because you get a good rhyme. And then in high school.
That put you over the top?
Yes.
Nice.
And now in high school, I was junior class secretary treasurer.
Oh.
So I handled the money. Not that there was any to handle, really, but I did, bake sales, things like that.
Uh-huh.
I put the money away, and which was the wrong job for me because I hate math. But
and you had to take the minutes for the meeting.
Had to take the minutes for the meeting, things like that. Yeah, so okay. I do have, when people say, "Well, she has no experience," I have experience.
Was there any scandal during your administration or during that?
Mostly with me. I was in trouble a lot.
Well.
I mean, I didn't do anything
that was
bad,
outside the office.
But, yes, it was okay. Outside the okay. office. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. But, no, there were no real scandals. I'm trying to think back. No, my high school boyfriend slept with one of the cheerleaders, but that was not politically,
right,
motivated or involved.
That didn't come up during the campaign.
No, it did not. As a matter of fact, I found out the truth many years later, but yeah, so no real scandals. Okay. And I mean, I know how to run a campaign.
So you had signs and buttons and everything?
Signs. We did have some buttons that, we had to make basically out of like paper.
Okay.
And a pin on the back. But,
construction paper.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I ran a good campaign.
How many other people listening this morning did that, in whether it be grade school, junior high, or even high school?
Yes.
Ran for office, class office or something like that. What was your slogan? Your campaign?
I know. I was thinking of them for everyone. I can pretty much run a campaign for all of you in this room. I could be a campaign manager if I need to.
Right.
If I'm not running my own campaign.
702-739-9636. If you ran a campaign in school.
Yeah.
Again, what was your slogan? Was your deal?
Did you have one?
Are you ready for more?
Gets me going in the morning.
The best morning soundtrack.
Good morning. The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLC.
We just want to know, what was your political experience in school, whether it be grade school, junior high, high school? Carla was secretary and treasurer.
Yeah, secretary, treasurer, junior class.
Junior class.
Council, and can't remember what I was in elementary school.
But
I can't remember what it was.
Had political aspirations in school.
No.
Morty on the flip side, though, he was kind of like the Frank from How to Get Away with Murder.
Frank Delfino. Right?
Yeah.
Or Huck.
Morty.
I was always friends with the people running. So I always kind of did like the dirty work.
I'd go pull the
competitors' posters down. And
do we need more? Yeah.
He was like the Huck on Scandal.
Why do I think that's going on now? Jeez,
it worked once.
Where did my sign go?
And then we come to find out that John, you were president of your senior class.
Yes.
And what slogan did you run on? What was your platform?
I don't even remember.
Did you have signs and buttons and stuff
there
like
signs,
that?
No buttons, just homemade signs.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have a slogan like Carla did?
I did not have a slogan.
Wow. Okay. All right. Wafers with Joan Schaefer. I had something. You have to have something.
That's what we're asking. If you ran for political office during your school years, text or call 702-739-9636.
These are great. From Katie, I got 2468, vote for Kate when she was in high school. From Miles, we'll go the extra miles to make you smile.
That's how easy they can be. They don't have to be real difficult or hard.
They're great. Russ said his was, and he won. He said, nerds rule the world. Let me rule this class. And he won.
Wow.
He won. Now, listen to this. I have to delve more into this one. She said, vote for Glow. She won't lose your dough. State FBLA treasurer. I said, now this is you. You did win, right? Because that's a great slogan. No, good one. But unfortunately, some blonde cheerleader won.
Was there a problem with money or something in the administration at the time
that
would make her?
That's what I'm wondering. That's what I'm kind of wondering. Now, James said, can we just vote none of the above, like in the movie Brewster's Millions? That is, of course, if Carla is not an option on the ballot.
All right. After last night's debate, we decided to delve into your political experience.
Yes.
Maybe you might be right for office. So if you ran for office in school, grade school, junior high, middle school, I don't know what they call it, depending on where you're from.
Right.
High school. What was your slogan? How did you campaign? Did you win? What office did you run for?
Well, Sarah says, my son, Tristan Nicholas Torbicki, TNT, ran for fourth grade treasurer. vote for Tristan. He's dynamite. And they drew sticks of dynamite.
That's pretty good.
Is that awesome? I say you got the thing, you know, that you blew up and confetti blew out of it. That would have been so cool.
I never even thought about that if you have kids running political office in school.
Oh, my. And Adrian, text of the day. When I was in fourth grade, my whole class hated school so much that no one would volunteer to run for class president. So our teacher appointed Susan, the class smart girl. Susan cried and protested. She said, "No way! Why me? Just because I know long division and can spell?" They said Susan's campaign slogan, we all said, should have been, "Vote for Susan. She can spell."
Yes. Yes. Vote for Susan. Oh, that's too funny.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great. Oh, going back to those days when you know, the buttons, the banners, the signs.
Oh, she can spell.
Yeah.
I'm voting for Susan.
Do long division. She seems like the right candidate. It's the Go-Go's. We got the beat.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Helps inspire me for the day.
The best mornings every day.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
At home, at work, or even in the car, crank it up. Enjoy the best variety of hits from the 80s and more on your smartphone or even on Alexa, your smart speakers. It's 8:08, Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Had
last
to get
hour.
Rid of political music. Oh.
That text you got about Susan.
Oh my gosh.
What was it? In the fourth grade, she got to, she was told she was going to be president by the teacher because she could spell.
She could spell.
And do long division. We had a Susan in our class.
Yeah.
Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy LaMantia.
Mm-hmm.
And a great name. And this, if she was, I went to grade school with her, junior high school, because in our small town, if you went to, you were just with that group through your whole school career.
Right, right.
And one year in grade school, I forget what year it was, third or fourth grade, she got, is it called rheumatic?
Rheumatic fever?
She got rheumatic fever.
Oh, jeez.
So we were told she can't come to school. She has to stay home.
Oh, no.
And, you know, kids, we're like, oh, lucky her.
Exactly.
She gets to stay home.
She gets to stay home.
Until I found out what it was.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And the next year, she was still in our class. I go,
she didn't have to repeat a year?
No.
Oh,
she had all A's.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Oh, my God.
I said, how do you compete with that? She wasn't even at school. She's on her deathbed.
Oh, my God. And she got all A's?
Her mom would come to school, pick up the lessons and everything.
Maybe maybe I'd have gotten better grades if I were sicker.
You know what it was? There was a Frank Delfino that broke in and changed all those.
That's what it was. Her grades.
Well, she turned out to be
important.
She turned out to be an awesome young lady and has gone on to bigger and better things. But when you can do that.
Yes.
I mean, battle that and still get all straight A's.
Lucky I got C's being at school.
Yeah.
Jeez, I needed Morty to help with changing my grades because I wasn't good at it.
You had that eraser that smeared everything.
And they used to, when we were absent, they would mail the slips home and your parents would have to sign them and send them back.
Mm-hmm.
And I would grab them in the mail.
Right.
But I used to shove them in a drawer. And then, like, my mom would do laundry and then put my clothes in the drawer. And she found them all.
Oh.
She found them all. I was grounded again. Still, I think.
See, while I was in school, they would make you. It was like the death march. Here's your report card.
Yeah.
Oh, this is not going to be good.
No, I know.
And they made you, you know, you had to hand it, and then the parents had to sign it.
Yeah.
Then you had to bring it back.
See, they were mailing them out when I was, God, and I'd run home. I got the mail.
My school, actually, when the parents picked us up, the teacher would hand them the report card when we were getting picked up.
Yeah.
In the Hawaii?
Yeah, in the Hawaii.
Man.
In the Republic of Hawaii.
Oh, no. Oh, that's
just
not good.
Imagine Carla like Tom Cruise at Mission Impossible.
Oh, I was.
Coming down from the ceiling. Sunshine and hazy today. High in the upper 90s. Low 100s tomorrow. Going to be nice all weekend long, in fact. 72 now. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and his girlfriend expecting their first child.
Oh.
And by the way, his mom has come out, Patrick Mahomes' mom has come out and said she doesn't like when the NFL announcers call her son Pat. His name's Patrick.
Patrick.
Yes, that's right. She doesn't like that at all.
I have a cousin like that, my aunt, Aunt Norma. And she would say, I'd say, hey, Jim. No, it's James.
Yes.
Charlie. No, it's Charles.
Yeah. I know. Oh, all right. Whatever. We are six. I don't want to call him Charles.
Pick my nose. Okay.
Uncle Charles. Yeah. I don't want to do that. Zendaya will play Ronnie Spector in a new biopic. Which I think is really good casting. You should, if you know who she is, Mike, I don't know. I know you know who she is, Morty. She's perfect. And, oh, yippee doodle, the Saved by the Bell reboot will hit the Peacock streaming service on November 25th. Mark your calendars, people. I know, exactly. And Robert Pattinson says he kind of likes the pressure of playing Batman and the fact that he could, you know, possibly screw it up. But I get it. I mean, it's, you know, something that'll follow him around forever, right? George Clooney? Just saying. Yeah.
I still think Michael Keaton did a good job.
Yeah, I liked him. I liked him a lot. Who's your favorite, Morty?
A lot of people are going to disagree, but I honestly think Christian Bale pretty much nailed it. But he wasn't Batman. He was the Dark Knight, which was Batman. Yes. But
no, I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, and then I also think that Ben Affleck did a good job, even though that movie sucked.
I didn't hear anything about George Clooney in there.
No.
George Clooney was the most handsome Batman ever.
Wearing a mask.
Yes, right?
Chris O'Donnell?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. And his name is Coyote Peterson. I don't know if you know that name. He's on YouTube. He's that guy, and you've seen some videos. He endures the most painful insect stings, bites on Earth that you could possibly imagine. He is reportedly making about $300,000 a month doing that.
We have
now
some sound. I'll play that for you here in a couple of minutes.
And it's on off of his ads on YouTube and things like that. $300,000 a month. Yeah, there you go. Right there. That all is sponsored by Silver State Credit. Excuse me, Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
All right, this guy by the name of Coyote Peterson, you had mentioned him in entertainment news. The guy is on YouTube, and he makes $300,000 a month. A month off of ads on his videos.
Ooh.
And all he has to do, he gets stung. That's his job.
Yep, gets stung, gets bit by these generally deadly insects and
Here you go. Listen to this.
I'm Coyote Peterson, and I'm about to be bitten by the giant desert centipede.
Oh my gosh, it's so much worse than a bullet ant sting.
We gotta get the venom extracted. We gotta get the venom on my arm. I'm serious. Cut the cameras.
So that's it.
Okay,
he gets a check for $300,000
a month. That's it. Yeah, if he lives, he does.
What about a tarantula hawk? Has he been stung by that?
Yes, he has been. Yep, he sure has. Yes.
So these are not little bumblebee stings.
No. I don't even know. I was looking up these wasps.
Yeah.
Like a not murder hornet, but what was it? A murder wasp or something, and a velvet ant. And, I mean, they're just things I've never even heard of.
Now, how many times a month does he have to get stung?
I don't know.
He probably does, like,
I would hope he doesn't do more than
something.
Because it's all based on the ads. Yeah. Everybody watches. So many people watch his videos. So
he has a video that kind of goes behind the scenes of what they do. And they spend more time trying to find the locations of where to find these insects than they do actually filming.
Yeah. And then you have to, you know, have somebody on hand, of course.
Medical.
Yeah. Exactly.
That is, I don't know. You know what? It sounds like, all right, so I only have to do it maybe 4 or 5 times a year. But I still get $300,000 a month.
Yeah, but see, this is real iffy. I don't know.
I would never. No. Not for all the money in the world. No.
It's a little bee sting.
A bee sting? Yeah, I've been stung by a bee. I didn't make any money off it. I've been stung by a bee several times.
Oh, well, okay. Maybe this isn't for you, then.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No.
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3 KKLC.
You know, we've talked about this before, people who collect things. Now, our executive producer, Morty, you collect a lot of stuff. I don't think, is there any one thing that you have more of than the other?
The Pop Funks?
See, I don't even have that many of those anymore.
No?
It's mostly sports memorabilia.
Okay, I was going to say more of something.
Yeah.
Is that it? More sports stuff than movie stuff?
Yeah.
Or one
but not like
movie?
Star Wars. You have like Star Wars characters everywhere.
No. I have a lot, like I said, I have a lot of sports memorabilia.
Okay.
Like jerseys and helmets and stuff.
Okay, cool.
There's a woman in North Dakota. Somebody posted her license plate at the drive-thru and a McDonald's, and her plate spells out HMBRGLR, which, of course, would be hamburger.
Yeah.
So here is the woman. She is like a super fan of McDonald's. Here she is talking about it.
I come here for lunch Saturday and Sunday.
Hello. Thank you, Ethan.
I have collector's items all over the place, cookie jars, Little Tykes, McDonald's, everything.
Everything.
Right on. Okay.
And we've talked about this before, is that a red flag sometimes when you walk into a house with somebody, you know, you have a date or something, a hookup.
Right.
And you walk in and there's that one thing.
Yeah.
That's just everywhere.
Well, if you're just looking to hook up, get over it. Guess what? Yeah.
That's why you're hooking up.
I have kitty ceramics. So do you want to sleep with me or not? So just let me know now because they're not going anywhere. You are in the morning, but those aren't.
These are sticking around. So you decide. But she's a big fan of the McDonald's, so she has on her plate Hamburglar. I didn't know you could do that. I mean, at the DMV, when you start spelling out stuff and you try, I know people try and slip stuff by the DMV.
Right, right. Certain things you can do, certain things you can't.
Right.
I think certain things that are trademarked and things like that you can't.
Or spell out something that you shouldn't have or that's dirty.
Right, yeah.
And they'll say, wait a second.
Yeah. They catch on to a lot of those now, that's for sure.
I wonder if there's like a couple of people at the DMV and that's their job to spell out the stuff and figure it out.
Yeah, but how many times have we been behind that car and it's like, I can't figure, does anybody know what this says?
Oh, I'm the worst.
I know.
Wasn't there a Golden Knights plate?
Yes. The most famous plate. Yeah.
Yes.
It was Agina.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. The V.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Like, does he have angina? Oh, wait.
That must have slipped through.
No,
yeah,
no,
it's my nickname. Yeah. And they actually recalled it.
Did they really?
Yeah, the person had to surrender it.
Yeah.
Months after the fact.
No, that's it's okay, Aunt Helen. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
I'm a Knights fan.
You're a hockey fan.
Yeah, that person at the DMV fired.
Oh,
how did you let this get through?
Oh, geez.
But thought that was cute. Hamburglar. She loves the McDonald's.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by...
Okay, we're going. It's all right. We're here, Mike. Don't you worry about it.
I'm surprised I don't have this memorized. 1 hour air conditioning and heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. All right, now back to our regularly scheduled program. Here you go. You'll like this, Carla. A man from Pakistan set a new world record for the most walnuts getting cracked by the head in 1 minute.
Ouch. Okay.
He busted open 254 of them on a TV special in Italy. Here's what that sound like. I don't think you can hear the nuts cracking as much because they got a lot of music and stuff.
I'm just crying.
Right. Here it is. Kept cracking.
Okay. All right.
That's Italian TV.
Bravo! Bravo! That's all you hear.
The video is actually really fun to watch.
It is.
He was. Every time you hear that little pop, yes.
That's a nut. Yeah. Walnut cracking on his...
Oh, man. Everybody's got skills, don't they? One guy gets stung by bugs. Another guy cracks walnuts.
254. That's what they're showing on TV in Italy.
I gotta have goals. I don't have those kind of goals, and I gotta have goals.
We can post that video on our Facebook page because it is pretty funny.
Wow, yes, I will do that.
A guy in Belgium tried to break his wife out of prison. You know, true love.
Mm-hmm.
He booked a helicopter tour thinking I'll force the pilot to land in the prison yard. Well, things got a little bumpy. He got sick. He threw up.
Okay.
Pilot couldn't land in the yard for some reason. The guy booked the helicopter using his real name. Well, you put two and two together. They found the guy. The wife's still in prison.
Very crafty, though.
I'm sure he didn't expect to get sick.
I'm sorry, honey. I didn't wear the little band on my wrist,
right.
And I just couldn't handle it. I'm so sorry. You got to wait now.
We got to try something, maybe a tunnel or something.
Keep digging in the wall there, okay? Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, this is in San Diego. A guy stripped down to his boxers and started doing the Paso Doble dance on a street corner. Now, I don't know if you know much about the Paso Doble. That is a hard dance to do.
It's not easy.
No, I would imagine it might be easier naked. But now he was wearing, along with his boxers, a mask.
Oh.
Black baseball cap and black boots. So cars just drove by and pretty much ignored him in San Diego.
Or thought it was normal, that normal.
Yeah, cool. All right, let's warm out.
So he combined a couple of TV shows.
Yes, he did. You're darn right.
Dancing with the Stars and The Mask.
There you go, right there. Yes, The Masked Singer, right?
Masked Singer. Dancer,
yeah. Whatever.
I don't know.
And a man in England, listen to this, man. He's put himself up for sale in the items for sale page on your Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Alan Clayton is his name. He's 30 years old, describes himself as free and in good condition. The ad says, I'm looking for a lovely lady to talk to, maybe more, as I have a few weddings to go to in the near future and don't want to go alone. So far, he says the response has been pretty good. He says, all my friends have settled down. I thought, why not? You know, I can try to do the same. He said, I'm 30, been single for 11 years. And I've just been on one date so far. Didn't work out, but that's okay. I'm still very much on the market, and it's still relatively early.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies, you got time. I had to look him up. Alan Clayton. And he looks like Alan Clayton. He looks like just this jovial, fun guy. So, there you go. And he's free, and he's in good condition.
And he's items on the Facebook for sale. Market?
Yeah, in items for sale, Morty. Yes, like where you put your old ottoman.
Right.
And, you know, the
and
kids...
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, well, you know
you
what?
Got a built-in date. You're going to a wedding.
Yes, exactly. I got news. He sounds like a pretty good guy. I had to read up on him a bit. He's just a good guy. He just wants to meet someone.
There you go.
Why not? Why not? It is Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show, a little bit of good news. Hopefully, start your day off on a positive note. Well, here's how much we appreciate random acts of kindness these days. I mentioned last week there was a mom in Ohio. She ordered food at McDonald's, a bunch of food for her kids, and then realized she forgot her purse, left it at home.
Yeah.
Kid working there said, you know what? I got it. Don't worry about it. Okay, very nice. Well, this... This woman's husband said, I got to help this kid out. He's been trying to buy a car. So he started a GoFundMe for him. And it's up to over $30,000 right now. Here is the woman talking about what happened.
I tell the young man working the window, like, I totally forgot my purse at home. I'm so sorry. I got to cancel that entire order. And before I could say, I'll be right back, he was like, not a problem. He reaches out and grabs his wallet and just swipes his debit card. And I was like, what did you just do? I was like, no, I don't have anything with me. And he was like, no, it's fine, ma'am. I got it.
And his mom, of course, very proud of him.
It makes me even probably more proud of him because he's not seeking the limelight. He's not like, look at me, you know, I did this great big good deed. And he's still like, you know, it's just something I would do anytime.
This kid didn't even think about it. He just did it. You know what? I've got it. How we've probably all been in that situation in some way where it's like, oh, geez, and you just left. It's like, yeah. I'll just come back or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this kid, you know, saved her. What silly nothing, whatever.
Maybe a couple of minutes.
Yes, exactly.
To go home, get
and he's going to get a new car now.
That's
gonna
awesome.
Buy himself a new car.
That's
is really cool.
Great story.
It sure is.
Can't imagine being a kid and having a card like that.
I know.
Me growing up or something.
Right.
You know.
But right, I know it. You know what?
Changed.
Just be nice. It pays to be nice, people.
If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. We always say this. There has to be good stories happening locally.
Yes.
And if you know of one, by all means, give us a call. Describe it. Tell us about it. 702-739-9636. All right. Before we catch up, well, actually, kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the afternoon. Recap of the show. Touched a little bit on last night's debate, which got us talking about, you know, as a kid running for office in school.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Some great slogans, including your very own, Carla. You
yeah,
have
hey,
some political...
Hey. Hey, Carla Ray. Thank you.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
And you won.
Yeah, I did win, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
But, you know, what are you gonna do?
We also talked about bees, walnuts, and hamburger. Yeah. Action-packed show. Action-packed
show. Oh, man.
Listen, that about does it for us. Do have a great day. As Carla said, be kind. Be nice. Be safe. Be careful. And be kind to each other. We are back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.